Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Again, off day today, and so we aren't actually publishing on a Tuesday. Part of this is because I'm just an incredibly lazy person and haven't made these actually happen by Tuesday. So we will get back on schedule very, very soon if you're like, gosh, my Tuesday's ruined because Corey doesn't have a show. Or, more importantly, my Wednesday and Thursday are ruined because Corey has a show. You can get back to business here for Tuesday being the big day. So today I have two pretty exciting things to walk you through. First of all, I'm going to walk you through just one big announcement that we just made, which is a set of new regions. And so we've announced new regions, and these are available to deploy in today, Canada and South Korea. So these are brand new, available, announced just earlier this week. Really exciting, of course, expanding out our total count. This is two in each, if memory serves, right? The other aspect of the show. Today, I want to talk to you about Azure Backup. And I've talked to you about Azure Backup before, and super exciting technology. What I'm going to show you today is how this is much, much more deeply integrated into the portal experience. So it makes it so easy for you to set this up. Really, my question for you today is going to be, if you're running a production workload and you're not already using a backup solution from one of our great partners, sort of like a Commvault or so on, I'd ask you why you aren't using Azure Backup. I mean, it's just so easy to set up, and it's great to protect your services and solutions from any types of problems, whether platform or things that you may have done. And so it's really great, and I'll walk you through it. The key thing here is what we're doing is when you say Azure Backup, and I'll walk you through how to set it up here in just a minute, what it ends up doing is it's a service that if you're running a virtual machine, you say, look, I want to back up this virtual machine. So what we do is we use our amazing Azure extension model, okay, and we drop a little agent in here. And the job of this agent, both Windows and Linux, and the job of this agent, specifically on the Windows side, is it uses VSS, which is Volume Snapshot Service, and it actually acquiesces the disks. So let's say you've got three disks in here, and they're all in Azure Storage, right? And let's say you're running SQL on it, as an example for Windows, and maybe you're striping across it, right? Any one of these disks goes bad or out of sync between your backup, you're hosed. Your service is dead. Your backups are dead, etc. So what this does is it actually freezes all of them. So it basically freezes all of them for a moment using Windows technology to do that on the Windows side, and on the Linux side it actually just holds writes. So it's a similar sort of solution. And it will freeze them all to take the snapshot all at the same time. So it is a state-consistent snapshot, a state-consistent backup that you've then produced. And so this really great stuff, you know, it's much better than going in and just taking snapshots of each because you can then get out of sync if you're doing something like this and you sort of got yourself a little problem. So that's awesome, right? And so that's a part of the system. This agent happens. It also, when it does this, it puts it into Azure Storage. Okay, and so that's the big Azure Storage. And as you make incremental changes, the agent is intelligent enough to see those diffs. So it basically takes the backup that's done and it diffs it against the previous backup that was done and determines the delta and only writes the delta into storage. And the beauty part of that is, of course, you're using much less storage as part of this, so it's a lot less expensive. So this whole service, including then the ability to set all of your policies, you know, what is your retention policy, you know, frequency, et cetera, the ability to set all of this and control all of this, all for $10 per VM. I mean, it's really just an awesome, awesome service and super easy to set up, stupid silly to set up, actually, and I'll walk you through that. Really cool service using, again, this custom Azure technology to get in there, Windows, Linux, you name it, it's going to be great. Your production services should be using this today. So let's actually go to the demo and let me actually walk you through this. So let's proceed. So here you see I've got a dashboard and I'm running a bunch of products, virtual machines, etc. And so let's say I want to start by backing some solutions up. So, okay, great, I look over here to my left and I've got some of the things I'm using, virtual machines and SQL and app service and et cetera. So to make this available, I'm gonna go to browse and I'm gonna type in recovery services vault or just recovery. You can see here, I just typed in Reco and it found it for me. The reason why it's called recovery services vault, it does both backup, it also does Azure Site Recovery all in the same service. And so I'm going to hit the little star key, and you see, whoop, popped up over here. Let me actually move it up because this is, because I'm talking about today, is super important. And now let me go to this. Okay, I can go to here. I've got one created, and I'll show you that in just a minute. But let me actually go in and create one. And I've got some virtual machines running on the West, in the West region. So let me call it West Recovery Vault. Okay. And I'm going to use that same name here for the resource group name. And like, location's important. Very important to use the right location. This will find the virtual machines in that given location. So if you've got virtual machines in West US, this makes sure that your backup and your backup service are tied with that same region, which is very important to make sure you've got sort of that understanding of the fault tolerance of all the services. So let me hit create. Okay, and this is going to just get going and start up for me. And allow me to go immediately find the virtual machines that I want to find as part of my service. So here, it looks like it's already created. Okay, and so let me go in here and click on, the Recovery Services Vault. Okay, and here you see, Request Recovery Vault. So that instantaneously created, really, really fast. There was no messing with time on this. You can actually see my little clock here. This is not a fake, my friends. This is for real. And I go in and I basically can say, now great, I want to go do backup. And this little plus up here will allow me to do backup. Okay, and so you can see here my backup goal. So workload running, so I can do Azure. The thing that we've talked about backup in the past has been actually using Azure as a backup location for on-premises virtual machines. Here, I'm actually using Azure virtual machines. So you can use both. They'll be stored in the same place, the retention in the same place. Really easy to go manage that all together. So what I want to backup, I'm actually going to choose virtual machines on this one, obviously. Backup policy. So the default backup policy here is to do it daily at 10 p.m., okay, at my time zone, and basically we'll do that daily backup and we'll keep each backup for 30 days. And so that's the retention. I can go in and actually edit the policy here and actually dive in and go muck with the policy and so on and be able to go choose which policy I want and so on. And so if I go in and create a new policy, it'll allow me to configure all the details of that policy, when I want to take the backup, weekly, daily, sort of what my retention period is going to be. And I can go, much higher. Of course, it's just storage, right? So it's whatever I want it to be. Okay, and so let me actually go back. I'm going to just use default, okay? And hit okay. Now watch this magic. So now it's going to do this, and now West US, and look, it just finds the virtual machines that I've got deployed and lists them out for me and says, great, which one do you want to start backing up, right? And so, okay, the couple of these are demos, probably don't want that. These look like they actually may be important, and of course, let's do Swarm, and that's my Linux virtual machine. You see, Linux, Windows, doesn't matter, all available here. Hit select, enable backup. And away I go. And so the next time that this 10 p.m. period is hit, I'll be able to do this backup, and I'll be able to track the usage of the backup and understand all the different retention selection choices that I've made and sort of see these backups pile up over the month and then, of course, get cleaned up as time goes on. And I've already done this here with East US, and so here I've got the virtual machines already backed up. And so I can go in and take a look and see the backups that I've got running. And so you can see here I've already got these backups configured and ready to roll. So fantastic. Fantastic. Super easy to set this up. You can see just a few clicks, go to the recovery services, discovers all the virtual machines, and really away I go. And of course, a fairly inexpensive price to go get this backup going. Your production workloads, really, you got it. You got to think hard. Gosh, this seems like a fairly inexpensive way to get that level of protection, even from myself, right? And I personally make tons of mistakes to my virtual machines. I ruin them all the time. And so this is a great service for me. I think it's something that you'll like as well. So definitely play with it, right? Go spend some time, maybe do one or two, see how it feels for you, and see whether you like it. Send us feedback. Let us know whether you like this. We are going to try and integrate it more into the virtual machine experience as well. But right now it's got this separate experience to go discover them and manage them there. So please, feedback. Let us know. What do you want? What's missing? What will make this even better? We're happy to go work on that. You can hit us up with the # Azure TWC, or of course, you can put comments down below and let us know what you think. We'll put a link here below also to some of the documentation on backup with virtual machines. So with that, great announcements, great demo, I hope. Hope you enjoyed this and get to it. Let's go see those backups rolling. Thank you. Have a wonderful Wednesday/Thursday. It's going to be sort of right on the line there that you'll see this pop up. We'll obviously get back to the Tuesday schedule very, very soon. So thanks a lot. Have a good day, and we'll see you around.
When this happens to you, that's why you need Azure Backup. Right off the cuff, right off the top. Let's close the door so people can't hear the nonsense that goes on.